Join, you're known by the song More, 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 your signature song. How do you top a song like that, or do you even try?
I think the best answer would be you don't try.
Okay.
Honestly, we didn't know that More, More, More was going to be so embraced by people. And if you try to only top something, then it stops being genuine, I think. So what we tried with the new album was just to really just kind of do things that I really felt good about in my heart and pray that something, you know, something connects with people on that level.
Now, what's your favorite type of music, meaning the upbeat songs or the beautiful ballads? Because you do both equally well.
Favorites, I would probably, I don't know, man. I mean, the up-tempo songs are so much fun for me, you know, and they're just as much a part of my worship experience. But there is definitely something intimate about a moving ballad, you know, like beautiful strings and things that kind of really tug at your heart and your emotion. It's always very, very special for me to do those types of songs.
Now, your new single, I Hear You Say, it's a beautiful song. It's not the More, 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 but it's, to me, on that same level. Can you expound on that?
I Hear You Say is definitely, it's a very personal song for me. More, More, More is an absolutely beautiful song, but someone else wrote it. Yet and still, it's a powerful song. So for me, I Hear You Say it's a little more personal because it's something that's very, very specific to my experience. And when I wrote it, I was directly talking about something that happened in my life. So it makes it a little bit more personal for me.
What's the difference in this project as opposed to your last project? Do you feel that you've grown?
Oh, I definitely think that I've grown. On the first project, we were trying to figure out which direction to go in. So I think that with the information that we had regarding who I am and even myself as a minister, we did the best that we knew how to do for that time in my life. And as I've grown and as I've changed in God and my relationship with God, I feel like this music now reflects that very, very clearly, just because I can say that I'm a little bit of a different person than what I was during More, More, More.
Now, Joanne, the Fred Hammond connection, is it true that Fred was sleeping one night and he heard you singing?
Pretty much. It's a little bit opposite. He was not able to sleep, and the TV was on, and he heard me singing. So, yeah, that's kind of about right.
Oh, wow. What does that do to one to know that a producer, a singer, the magnitude of a Fred Hammond is searching for a Joanne Rosario?
I think it was really a surprise for both me and for Fred, because at the time when I met him, I was only, I think I was about 19
okay.
years old, and I'm 31 now. More, More, More came out when I was 28, so I knew Fred for 10 years before the first album came out, and it wasn't like when we met, he was like, I don't have anything to offer you, but I just know that there's something, that you have something from God, and hopefully we'll have the opportunity to work together someday in the future. And it just kind of worked out that way.
You are a preacher's kid, am I right?
Most definitely, yeah.
Okay. What kind of pressure is that on you, being a preacher's kid?
Being young, I pretty much hated it. Kind of like most preacher's kids. You know, everybody expects you to kind of be perfect and flawless. But as I got older, I really started to look at the blessings, that part of it, as opposed to what I didn't like about it. And the blessings much more outweigh the things that you don't like. And that's where my focus is now. It's like, if people want you to be perfect or to be an example, it's only because people want something positive to look up to. And I just try to do the best that I can.
You look like you enjoy doing what you do. Is singing your passion?
Overall, more than singing, ministry is my passion.
Okay.
Be it singing, be it preaching, be it, you know, working with children, doing hobbies, be it whatever it is that God gives me the opportunity, just people are my passion, and ministering to them truly is my passion.
How do you tie the ministry in with your singing?
I never see them as being two separate things. Everywhere that I go, when I sing, be it a concert, be it a women's conference, be it whatever, I do it like I'm leading worship at home, and I express my heart, and I speak whatever God puts on my heart for that crowd of people wherever I am, and it just goes hand in hand for me.
I noticed gospel music is getting a lot of play in mainstream radio. Why is that? Why would you say that's happening now?
I think more than anything, it has to do with people just, I think people are just tired of things that talk about the same stuff all the time. They're tired of, you know, they know what sex is about. They know what money is about. They know what all these things are about, and they know that it doesn't satisfy. So they're still looking for something to fill a need, a longing that they have in their heart. And I think that gospel music can do that for some people that are not willing to walk into a church.
Let's talk about your new project. Will there be any fun, upbeat songs on the project?
Most definitely. We have quite a few, you know, wonderful upbeat songs. Among those are Thanks Be Unto God, Open My Eyes, Lord. They're definitely worshipful lyrics, but the music is very upbeat, very summery, you know, something that you can definitely listen to in your car and just have a good time on your way to work.
And finally, Joanne, if you weren't ministering, if you weren't singing, what would Joanne Rosario be doing?
I have no idea. I mean, sometimes I say, you know, I would love to try my hand at acting or modeling, but it seems like those types of fields, they're just very compromising and hard for Christians to make it in. So I might have been a teacher, even, you know, but it would have had to be like, you know, either kindergarten, first and second grade, or high school, something like that.
Well, Joanne, we thank you for taking your time out in your busy schedule, and we wish nothing but blessings on you, your new project.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And your ministry, everything that you put your hands on, we speak life and we speak nothing but blessings, Joanne.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Joanne Rosario, our guest.